cut your teeth in the smoky bars and live off the tips from a pickle jar till you find a cool new sound. And you smile when the record band shoots you down. It's a crazy town full of neon dreams. Everybody plays, everybody sings. Hollywood with a touch of twang. To be a star, you gotta bang, bang, bang. Bend those strings till the hay comes out. Make all the drunk girls scream and shout. We love it, we hate it, we're all just trying to make it in this crazy town. Please, everybody sings Hollywood with a touch of twang. To be a star, you gotta bend those strings till the hang comes out. Make all the drunk girls scream and shout. We love it, we hate it, we're all just trying to make it. We love it, we hate it, we all came here to make it in this crazy town.
Leaning into local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a civic media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Trump's envoy Steve Witkoff is in Moscow. He's meeting with Vladimir Putin as the U.S. continues efforts to end the war between Russia and Ukraine. Meanwhile, the world continues to prepare for fallout from the trade war that's focused on China.
They're really pushing back hard against the president's repeated claims that he is, in fact, engaging in talks and negotiations with China to end this trade war that he started. The president, in a new interview with Time magazine, says that he has spoken to President Xi, but China is pushing back on that, calling it fake news, saying there are no negotiations on tariff issues and no agreement has been reached.
That's ABC's Rachel Scott in Washington. Over 100,000 people have been online to pay their respects to Pope Francis and file past his coffin in St. Peter's Basilica ahead of tomorrow's funeral. It's expected to draw over 200,000 people. And sentencing day for former Congressman George Santos, prosecutors seeking 7 years for wire fraud and identity theft. This is ABC News. A former New Mexico judge and his wife were arrested Thursday after three suspected members of a violent South American gang were found living in their guest house. ABC's Jim Ryan explains.
During a raid in February, Homeland Security agents found and arrested three Venezuelan nationals living on the property of Magistrate Joel Cano. The feds claim the three are members of the Tren de Aragua criminal organization. Cano and his wife were taken into custody yesterday, but claim in court documents they've done nothing wrong.
Toxic algae bloom that first made sea lions act aggressive has turned fatal, killing marine mammals in the waters off Southern California. Jenny Smith of the SeaWorld San Diego Rescue Team says,
I think that this is a naturally occurring event, and pollution, upwelling, everything can affect our water system. And one thing to remember is that everything goes to the ocean.
Experts say one factor here, the runoff and debris from January's fires. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. Thursday, May 1st at noon, the Price County Highway Department has announced that the seasonal weight limits on all Price County highways will be expiring. Weight limit restrictions will remain in place for County Highway D, Schwamigan Drive to Stavler Road. This notice only applies to county highways, and they advise that you please contact the maintaining municipality for information regarding other weight restrictions. Also on Thursday, May 1st, at noon, Ashen County has announced that they will be lifting their seasonal weight limits as well. Once again, Thursday, May 1st, at noon, both Price County and Ashen County will be lifting their seasonal weight limits on all county highways. Saturday, May 3rd from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., over at Neighborly Bar, Hooves of Joy is hosting a Derby Day fundraiser. This will feature a basket raffle, drink specials, hourly drawings, a chance to win a flat-top griddle, a chance to win a 4-day, 3-night getaway, a derby hat contest, cash prizes, Derby trivia, and a chance to win a horse or $10,000. The basket raffle will be held before the race, so they invite you to stop on down early and get your tickets, and the winning ticket for the horse or $10,000 will be drawn immediately following the race. Need not be present to win. Once again, this is taking place May 3rd from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. over at Neighborly Bar. Democrats are introducing a bill that would codify abortion rights in Wisconsin. Savannah Tomey Olson has the details.
The Abortion Rights Restoration Act would repeal the state's 1849 abortion ban and eliminate required ultrasounds and a 24-hour waiting period. Other states like Minnesota and Colorado have gotten their own old abortion laws off the books after the Dobbs decision, which repealed Roe v. Wade at the federal level. Tanya Atkinson, CEO of Planned Parenthood Wisconsin.
This bill is about protecting a person's ability to decide for herself what kind of reproductive health care is needed. This bill is about protecting healthcare professionals from criminal punishments.
Dr. Ashlyn Brown says the bill would also get rid of the information healthcare providers are required to give to patients that's dictated by lawmakers and isn't backed up by evidence.
Restrictions forcing physicians like me to read a script riddled with medically inaccurate information, scare tactics, and frankly biased language about the abortion care that they need is not evidence-based medicine. There is no other type of healthcare where patients are questioned extensively, given biased information, and forced to wait when they know what is right for them.
In a Republican-controlled legislature, the measure is unlikely to pass. Senator Kelda Royce.
20 years ago, we had Republicans that were pro-choice. It would be, I think, better if more Republican politicians actually reflected the Republican electorate, which has plenty of pro-choice Republicans.
Legislative Republicans didn't immediately offer a response to the bill. The Wisconsin Supreme Court is currently considering the state's 1849 abortion ban. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
Looking for a hometown dealership you can trust? Martha Auto Chevrolet of Minocqua has you covered. Get a full synthetic oil change for just $49.95 every day. Check out the great selection of new 2025 models on the lot, plus incredible deals on remaining 2024s. Select 24 Chevrolets are priced below GM employee pricing, and select 2025s are below dealer invoice. Visit Martha Auto Chevrolet on Highway 51 South or online at MinocquaCars.com. Martha Auto Chevrolet, treating customers the way they want to be treated.
The Packers add a wide receiver. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from the NFL Draft in Green Bay, where the Packers picked Matthew Golden, a wide receiver out of Texas, in the first round. Golden is only a junior, but the team is confident he's ready for the NFL. GM Brian Gutekunst.
I think because of the high school football and the way they throw it around, seven on sevens, and just some of the things that have changed on the lower levels, guys are coming in and making an impact quicker, and I certainly think Matthew has the opportunity to do that. Now, we got some good players in that room, so he's not going to have to kind of carry the load that way, but I think he has a chance to contribute, you know, not only as a receiver, but I think he's got some special team return ability as well that could help us.
I asked Golden on what made him successful at Texas.
Being reliable, man, you know, in critical situations, I always showed up. You know, when our back was against the wall, they could count on me, come out with a big play, and that's something I kept doing continuously. You know, I put my best foot forward.
NBA, the Bucks host the Pacers in Game 3 of their playoff series tonight. The Brewers are in St. Louis to play the Cardinals. Milwaukee losing to the Giants 6-5. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
In local action last night, Schwamigan boys non-conference baseball team, they beat Drummond last night 11-1. Softball, Phillips edges Hurley 7-6. Mellon gets a 12-0 win over Gogebic out of Michigan. Lakeland edges the Rhinelander softball team 1-0. Medford over Pines 17-0. Lakeland girls soccer, they topped Mosinee yesterday 7-0. Phillips and Schwamigan track scheduled to be at Spencer, hoping the clear weather clears up for that outdoor meet this afternoon. Meanwhile, the Schwamigan baseball and softball teams will play host to Auburndale, 4:45 for both games at the Park Falls Athletic Complex. Wausau Newman will be in town to take on the Phillips baseball and softball teams today at 4:45. The girls soccer team of Phillips travels to Three Lakes. The Prentice track teams down in Stanley Boyd, and the Prentice baseball team will play host to Marathon today. And the Prentice golf team very strong again this year, looking to make a return trip to state, rated fourth in the state in Division III. They finished second yesterday at a very tough Medford Invitational. Elijah Harding scored a 79, and Noah Millichamp scored a 78 to lead the way for Prentice and a second-place finish at the Black River Golf Course in Medford yesterday.
The Outdoor Report is brought to you on WCQM by Lakeside Property Services and Management of Park Falls. Find Lakeside on Facebook.
No matter what the season, let Nick and his professional team from Lakeside Property Services and Management take care of all your landscaping and yard care needs, from mowing to plowing and everything in between, including patio, walkway, and driveway lighting, yard beautification, and maintenance. Trust them to manage your summer homes with complete peace of mind. Just call Nick at 715-661-8114 at Lakeside Property Services in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Nick says landscaping should be the first thing you see and the last thing you worry about.
I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by OnX Hunt. The Mississippi River in pools 4, 5, 5A, and 6, all those pools are on fire right now. The fish are really biting. I'll tell you what's biting, but first...
You fish the same waters year after year. But what if your next best fishing story is just a few miles away? Onyx Fish builds on 15 years of experience, giving hunters and adventurers a revolutionary angling tool to help you find new water, new access, and new fish. Find the right lake. Know the species, size, and abundance. Get expert local insight. Navigate to the right ramp fast. Then go fish in new lakes like they're your home waters. Don't chase reports. Make your own with Onyx Fish.
The Mississippi River right now is really going strong. Everything is biting everywhere. The walleyes, they're in the middle of their spawning ritual. Some have already been through that and they're recuperating, but there are a lot of fish up at the dams, and there are a lot of fish that are in front of those river mouths, and they're biting. You can catch a lot of really big walleyes right now. The smallmouth bass are on the rock piles right now. You'll want to look at some of those downstream sides of islands. You want to look at where the current breaks going into a backwater or on a turn, and you'll find some smallmouth bass there. Wing dams are really good for smallmouth right now. And catfish, the catfish are in the channels, and those catfish are up at the dams too. I think they're trying to gulp down some of those smaller walleyes, so you can catch some really nice catfish at the dams. Northern pike and largemouth bass, you got to get into the backwaters for those fish. Anywhere there's very little current, you'll find those pike and largemouth bass. And the crappies? Huge crappies going in the back channels right now where there's some current but not much. So it's a good time to be on the Mississippi River right now. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News. Northwoods
weather. Mostly cloudy this morning, gradually clearing by later this afternoon. Our high today in the low 50s with wind out of the north at around 10 to 20. Tonight clear with a low around 30. Tomorrow sunshine, low 60s. On Sunday, mostly cloudy with a high right around 60. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 38. 98 Q Country.
Country back in the hills, down in the hollows where the folks are real, living with the crazies and the old wildcats, sawed-off shotguns and coonskin caps. That's where I'm from, and I'm proud to say I'm from the country, and I like it that way. Everybody knows everybody, everybody calls you friend. You don't need kick off your shoes, come on in. Yeah, we know how to work and we know how to play. We're from the country and we like it that way. And we like it that way. Everybody knows everybody, everybody calls you friend. You don't need an invitation, kick off your shoes, come on in. Yeah, we know how to work and we know how to country, and we like it that way.
Little Tracy Bird, 98Q Country. A little cloudy, rainy day today. Hopefully not that way over in Green Bay. Day two of the NFL draft is going on over there today. And we've got our guy, 98Q sports reporter Mike Clemens, nice enough to join us. Top of the morning to you there, Mike.
Hi, Joel.
Hey, did you stay up late last night partying with the Green Bay locals and celebrating the wide receiver pick?
You're kidding, right? You're
kidding. So where were you when the pick was made yesterday? Where were you, Mr. Clemens?
Well, because the Packers locker room is being renovated, because my little media office, which is just one floor up from that area, was being used as like a green room for those college players before they took the red carpet walk and then walked out to the stage when their name got called and picked by a team, the Packers were nice enough to set your boy up with a luxury suite on the fifth floor.
Oh, really?
So I've got one of those suites with, you know, these tables and chairs and the seats to look out, you know, into the bowl and glass and a TV monitor and plenty of power and all that. So my, you know, my laptop is there, and then I can watch what's going on the stage from up there. And I could also see the spill, you know, over 100,000 fans in the parking lot.
Yeah,
and then the spillover, you know, inside Lambeau Field, another 15 or 20,000 that are watching it on the scoreboards there. And then, you know, when it's all over with and the pick is made, then we take a freight elevator downstairs. We go into our media auditorium, which you see if you take a tour of the stadium, right outside the Packers locker room. The Packers locker room being completely renovated at this time, by the way.
Okay.
An all-new locker room for the players. And we go in, and then we get on the phone, and we get to talk to Matthew Golden, wide receiver out of Texas. And then later, Brian Gutekunst came down and talked to us for about a half hour around midnight last night.
How electrifying was that atmosphere? Because I was watching it on TV, and it even as a fan of the purple for many years, Mike, it brought tingles to my spine watching Mr. Murphy up there and the crowd. That was pretty special, wasn't it?
It all came together, and you know the thing is, you know there's some aspects of this thing that give me a little cringe or so, and that's because, you know, there's so much security. The fencing is everywhere, and it's just the world that we live in now. You know,
right,
some of
right.
the fencing that was developed during some of the riots and attacks in the country, but that's what they have to do today. And dumpsters and cinder blocks everywhere. You can't get there from here, and roadblocks and everything. On top of that, as you were driving into, you know, within a mile of the stadium, every house, every resident, every little shop, restaurant, business, bars, if they had a parking lot or a front yard, the parking started at $120 a car.
Yikes. Oh, man.
And, you know, to me, it's kind of like, you know, you ask people for 2 years to come to Green Bay for the draft, and this is how you welcome them. Okay, all right, well, whatever.
Yeah.
But nevertheless, there's over 100,000 people in that parking lot, or outside of Lambeau, and there's the stage. And then Mark Murphy gets introduced by Roger Goodell, and he goes out there and he pulls the card that, you know, he saw who they had just picked, you know, the message up from Brian, and he says, with the 23rd pick, the Packers select, it's a wide receiver, first one we've had in 2003, and the crowd just goes nuts.
Yeah.
They go, like, this, what a moment, and he says, Matthew Golden, Texas, you know, now a Green Bay Packer. And then they played Go Pack, Go the Chant. And,
it was great.
And I just thought, Mark, this is such a moment. After 17 years of serving and 10 years of trying to lure this draft to Green Bay, just drop the mic and say, good night, everybody. That's it. I'm done.
He knocked it out of the park.
Yeah.
And afterwards, so Goody said, that wasn't the pick that I gave him.
Yeah.
That was funny.
Yeah. He joked like, yeah, that was the name I put down the card. Mark just sort of made that up. Yeah. And then there was this other moment. As I was driving up, you know, I'm looking around for people that had come to Green Bay to do their national shows, like Rich Eisen. And he says, you know, coming up, we're going to talk to Packers GM Brian Gutekunst. Well, Brian, you know, he just doesn't do interviews, you know. I mean, how many times has he been on your show? Yeah, that's right. He just doesn't do interviews, right? He does some of the required press conferences. So I listen to him, and it's a pretty good interview, and they finish. And when they get to the end, then Rich says, and my next guest is going to be Texas wide receiver Matthew Golden. I go, oh, well, I'll stay through the break for this because that kid might be on the board, if not for the Packers, someone close by. Yeah. So they get into it, and then Matthew tells his story about, you know, 8 or 9 years ago, my mom and I were living, you know, on the street outside of a Walmart or motel to motel. And then this one family took me in and helped me finish my last 3 years of high school. And then I got accepted at Houston. And then I transferred up to the Texas Longhorns. They had a, you know, an offensive style that was a little bit more like the pros. And then Rich says, I noticed during the break that you and Packers general manager Brian Gutekunst were kind of shaking hands there and mixing up, but you guys know each other? He goes, well, to tell you the truth, I was just here 2 weeks ago on a 30-player visit.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, how did that work out? He goes, you know, it was great. I got to meet all the coaches and everything. So I asked Golden about that. I said, what was that moment like when, you know, Brian comes up to you backstage and shakes your hand and welcomes you to Green Bay after, you know, just meeting with him 2 weeks ago? And he says, I wanted to tell him, take me, man, take me. You know, he says, it was remarkable. And I asked Brian about it. He says, yeah, I was hoping that didn't get out. I was just trying to be nice to the kid. But, yeah. He saw the irony that of all the players that are here,
yeah,
that's the one that he runs into. And 36 hours later, he's the one on the board. And the Packers pick up the phone and say, hey, would you like to be a Packer? How about that?
Seems to be a perfect marriage. I hope it ends well. There'll be a lot of people cheering for him in and outside of the Packer organization, no doubt. So what does day two mean for the Packers here? What are they looking for? What can we expect today?
Tonight is the second and third rounds, and that gets started about 6 o'clock. And, this is where I think the Packers address what I think is going to be is a needed defensive lineman. And that's because, you know, Kenny Clark now is going to turn 30. He's played a lot of football. I don't think that, you know, they would be giving him another contract. At the same time, that T.J. Slayton did his 4 years of duty in Green Bay. Pretty good inside defensive tackle, big kid, who in free agency was able to get an offer of 2 years over $15 million. And as Brian Gutekunst says, you know, before you get in free agency, you look at that player, you pretty much write up the contract. And you just say, you know, you call it walkaway money. Like, we would not pay more than this. And you present that to the agent. And if the agent thinks he can go do better, and he did, he got more than what Green Bay was willing to pay T.J. Slayton. So they need to replace that player. I think they need to fill that need at defensive lineman sometime tonight, if not tomorrow.
All right, very good. Brewers had a sloppy game last night. We'll leave them alone because I want to talk about the Bucks a little bit. Do they have a shot at all in this series? This Indiana team is looking really strong. Do they have a chance in this, do you think?
Somehow the Bucks beat the Pacers 3 out of 4 games in the regular season.
Yeah.
Now they get into the playoffs. Now they're, you know, starting us out at the Fieldhouse in downtown Indianapolis. And those Pacers fans have just been phenomenal. I mean, talk about home court advantage in this series. And both games, the Pacers have jumped out to like 16-8 leads within just the first couple of minutes. And, you know, it's not an excuse. It's just a fact. This lineup of the Bucks between Giannis and Bobby Portis, a 25-game suspension, Damian Lillard, a blood clot. This is the first time these guys have played together in over a month. First time that Giannis and Lillard have played together in a playoff game.
Yeah.
In the 2 years that Lillard's been here. So, and they looked it. So Doc has had exactly 48 hours to try and figure out how to change their style of play, come up with a better scheme against that fast-paced Indiana Pacers team tonight at Fiserv Forum. I think the tip-off for that one is 6 o'clock or 7 o'clock.
Yeah, there's already been buzz on the national media that if and when the Bucks get knocked out here, that there's already talk of Giannis out of Milwaukee. Any chance that's going to happen? Or?
They've been doing that for 5 years.
Yeah, they have.
And I swear, Joel, there's forces that are maybe some of the NBA owners, certainly maybe some of the networks that pay millions to carry the rights of the NBA that simply want to see Giannis in a bigger market because it's more ratings for them if he's in L.A. or New York or something like that. And they seem on seeming to leverage that crowbar. And all Giannis Antetokounmpo keeps on saying is, I'm staying in Milwaukee until we win another championship. I love it here. Why would I leave?
Yeah, that's kind of what I feel too. All right, Mike, from his highfalutin fifth floor hotel suite there in Green Bay. Don't drink that bottle of water. They'll charge you like $20 for that. So don't grab yeah. that.
I thought I was supposed to turn all the invoices to you. So
okay. Yeah, just send them. Attention, Darla. Yeah, send them to us. You bet. Mike, enjoy your time there at the draft. Thanks for taking time to update us. Appreciate it.
Have a good weekend.
Take care, Mike. Mike Clemens. He's in Green Bay. They moved him out of Lambeau Field, his office, and they moved him over to a fancy suite, and he's overlooking the whole thing and giving us reports, and you'll be hearing more information and cuts from him from the draft through the weekend here on 98Q Country. If you missed that, good chat there with Mike. We'll archive that for you, 98QCountry.com under podcast a little bit later on here this morning. 26 minutes after 8 o'clock is 8:26. We'll do some birthdays, and we'll give away a cake in just a little bit. If you got somebody, give us a call at 715-762-3221. We'd be happy to play that for you. We'd be happy to announce it for you and give them a chance to win that cake. We can't get enough of this Mark Murphy clip, right? Is this the one right here? Let me play it here. Hang on. I think this is the one.
How about this atmosphere? Isn't it unbelievable?
Oh, that's not the one. I want this one right here.
With the 23rd pick in the 2025 NFL Draft, the 13-time world champion Green Bay Packers, for the first time since 2002, draft a wide receiver. Matthew Golden, wide receiver of Texas.
Brings tears to the eyes of Packer fans, including our very own Greg Gunderson, every time we play that. We'll get to our birthdays next here at 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Trump's envoy Steve Witkoff is in Moscow. He's meeting with Vladimir Putin as the U.S. continues efforts to end the war between Russia and Ukraine. Meanwhile, the world continues to prepare for fallout from the trade war that's focused on China.
They're really pushing back hard against the president's repeated claims that he is, in fact, engaging in talks and negotiations with China to end this trade war that he started. The president, in a new interview with Time magazine, says that he has spoken to President Xi, but China is pushing back on that, calling it fake news, saying there are no negotiations on tariff issues and no agreement has been reached.
That's ABC's Rachel Scott in Washington. Over 100,000 people have been online to pay their respects to Pope Francis and file past his coffin in St. Peter's Basilica ahead of tomorrow's funeral. It's expected to draw over 200,000 people. And sentencing day for former Congressman George Santos, prosecutors seeking 7 years for wire fraud and identity theft. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Please remember that it is Wisconsin state law that you must stop for a school bus. According to the Wisconsin Department of Transportation's website, a vehicle approaching a stopped school bus with its flashing red warning lights activated must stop not less than 20 feet from the bus and remain stopped until the bus continues motion, or the operator turns the warning lights off. Failure to do so could result in a fine between $500 and $1,000. Please remember to pay attention as you're driving, and that your increased vigilance could help prevent a tragedy. May 10th, beginning at noon at Bobbers on the Lake, there's a benefit to support Bobby in her fight with cancer. There's going to be 50-50 drawings, basket raffles, karaoke, food, and refreshments. If you cannot attend but would still like to help, donations can be made at Double D's in Butternut or Mary Cassidy's in Fifield. Once again, this is taking place Saturday, May 10th, beginning at noon over at Bobbers on the Lake. The weather is warming up and soon we'll be seeing more ticks. They're already active and Marshfield Clinic Research Institute is asking you to mail them in. Here's Melissa Kay.
This is the second year of the tick inventory via Citizen Science, aka ticks. This is an effort to identify the ticks that are being found in Wisconsin. Researchers will use the information to assess the risks of encountering a tick-borne disease, also who is being exposed and diagnosed with these tick-borne diseases. Last year, over 6,000 ticks were sent in from nearly every county in Wisconsin. More than 70% were the American dogwood tick, and most of the rest were the deer or black-legged tick. Deer ticks have a greater likelihood of carrying illnesses like Lyme disease. Their smaller size increases the difficulty of finding them and the importance of checking for ticks after being in wooded or brushy areas. The Lone Star tick has also been found, as well as the brown dog ticks. Previously, these ticks were found in warmer climates, but are now being spotted here. They spread diseases such as alpha-gal syndrome, also known as the meat allergy, and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. You can request your tick collection kit by emailing tics@marshfieldclinic.org or by calling 715-389-7796.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
The Packers add a wide receiver. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from the NFL draft in Green Bay, where the Packers picked Matthew Golden, a wide receiver out of Texas, in the first round. Golden is only a junior, but the team is confident he's ready for the NFL. GM Brian Gutekunst.
I think because of the high school football and the way they throw it around, 7-on-7s, and just some of the things that have changed on the lower levels, guys are coming in and making an impact quicker, and I certainly think Matthew has the opportunity to do that. Now, we got some good players in that room, so he's not going to have to kind of carry the load that way, but I think he has a chance to contribute, you know, not only as a receiver, but I think he's got some special team returnability as well that could help us.
I asked Golden on what made him successful at Texas.
Being reliable, man, you know, in critical situations, I always showed up. You know, when our back was against the wall, they could count on me, come out with a big play, and that's something I kept doing continuously. You know, I put my best foot forward.
NBA, the Bucks host the Pacers in Game 3 of their playoff series tonight. The Brewers are in St. Louis to play the Cardinals. Milwaukee losing to the Giants 6-5. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Well, busy local sports schedule tonight. The Phillips and Shawamigan track teams will both be running down at Spencer Invite today. Some home contests. The Park Falls Athletic Complex will be buzzing today. Auburndale coming to town for baseball and softball at 4:45 today. Same thing in Phillips. Phillips baseball and softball at home against Newman Catholic today, 4:45. Girls soccer team of Phillips at Three Lakes. The Prentice track team will be down in Stanley Boyd. And the Prentice baseball team also a home game today. They'll take on Marathon this afternoon.
Join Greg Gunderson live on 98Q Country at the St. Croix Rod's first pre-opener in-house fishing event, Saturday, April 26th, starting at 9 a.m. Enjoy pro seminars from Brian Bro Brochdahl, Joel Nelson, and Dr. Jason Haffen, a free fish fry from Catch and Cook, hot deals on St. Croix Rods and 7 reels, prizes, and the latest gear. It's all happening Saturday, April 26th at St. Croix Rod, home of the best rods on earth in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Details at St. Croix Rod Factory Store. Hoops Pizza has been a Hayward, Wisconsin favorite since 1979. And now their famous family recipe pizzas are available for bars, restaurants, resorts, convenience stores, and small grocery stores. Customers will love every bite of their delicious frozen varieties. And with fast, dependable deliveries from Tim, the Coop's Pizza delivery guy, keeping the shelves stocked is easy. Don't miss your chance to bring Coop's Hayward family recipe pizza to more people. Email info@coopspizza.com or message Coop's Pizza on Facebook to get started today. Bring in the savings at D&D Tire and Auto Center on Highway 13 in Park Falls. Get ready for road trips with spring maintenance special for just $79.99. A full-service check by ASE-certified technicians, including a 6-quart synthetic oil change, fluid checks, and belt inspection. Plus, enter the Win the Yeti or Nat Cooler giveaway, draw on April 30th. Need repairs? Apply for a Goodyear credit card and get 12 months interest-free on repairs of $500 or more. D&D offers 24-hour towing and roadside recovery. Schedule today.
And all right, let's do some birthdays here. We're going to give away a cake, too. We have some celebrity birthdays, first of all, this 25th day of April. Happy birthday anniversary to you if it's a big day. Morgan Evans is 40 today. Morgan Evans, country singer. Tim Duncan, legendary NBA player, Hall of Famer. Got a couple championships in there somewhere, too. He's 49 today. Jason Lee, the actor from TV's My Name is Earl, Memphis Beat, Vanilla Sky, 55 for Jason Lee today. Joe Buck, the much aligned Joe Buck. There's something about him. I get it. I get it. There's a certain arrogance in the way that he announces games, and there's just some people who don't like Joe Buck. I'm all right with him. All right? I think he's good at what he does. Play-by-play announcer for Major League Baseball and the NFL, of course, him and Troy Aikman together. He is the son of legendary announcer Jack Buck. 56 today for Joe Buck. Give him a break, all right? back away. Renee Zellweger, the Texas guy. He won a Best Actress. She won a Best. Don't do that again, Joel. Last time he gave a guy a girl's name and a girl a guy, the guy, he went off the edge. Haley Joel Osment. Don't do it. Renee Zellweger, the Texan, won a Best Actress Oscar in 2020 for Judy. She has been in just so many films. Big time actress star. Renee Zellweger, 56. Rory Feek, F-E-E-K, the male half of Joey and Rory country group. He's 59 today. 59, a little late frame there. Fame for Rory Feek. F-E-E-K, I didn't know that was his last name. Hank Azaria is celebrating today. The actor provides numerous voices for The Simpsons. It's always fun to see him on talk shows and see him do all the voices of The Simpsons. Something about it. 61, Hank Azaria today, Mr. Simpsons. Talia Shire, her roles in 4 Rocky movies and 3 Godfather films brought her a couple of Academy Award nominations. 79 for Talia today. Stu Cook, the ex-Creedence Clearwater Revival guy, Southern Pacific group member, 80 today for Stu Cook. We have Len Goodman, the Englishman, was a longtime Dancing with the Stars judge. Len Goodman passed away in 2023, born on this day, 1944. Al Pacino, oh, some legendary roles. Scent of Hoo-ah! Hoo-ah! Al Pacino. Can't tell you how much I abused that quick little statement for probably a year after I saw Scent of a Woman. Legendary actor. Almost beyond that. Al Pacino. 85 today. Can I do it again? Hoo-ah! Meadowlark Lemon, the longtime leader of the Harlem Globetrotters. When I watched the Globetrotters when I was a youngster, he was the man. He was the leader of the group there, the bald guy. 1932. He passed away in 2015, Meadowlark Lemon. Who else here that you might care about? Gladys Love Presley, Elvis Presley's mother, encouraged his music dream, but did not cope with his absence once he became famous. Wanted him to be famous, but didn't like what happened after that. So Gladys Presley, Elvis's mom. Born on this day, 1912, passed in 1958. And Edward R. Murrow, the pioneering TV newsman, became an icon of broadcast journalism. His reporting on Senator Joseph McCarthy's anti-communist witch hunt during the 1950s was dramatized in director George Clooney's 2005 movie, Good Night and Good Luck, in which he was played by David Strathairn. So Edward R. Murrow, born on this day, 1908, passed in 1965. A couple local birthdays here, then we'll draw for the cake. Connie Martinovich is celebrating today. Connie, your mom and Roger want to wish you a happy day today, Connie. Hope it's a great one for you. And we have Brooklyn Tremel also on the birthday list today, from mom and dad and Oakley. And Colt, the whole crew there, Brooklyn, wishing you happy birthday. Let's draw for that cake. Let's put them all in the box. Now, hang on, a couple more. Might have a couple more here. The 25th here. Bill Brunko is celebrating today also, as is Gary Mertig. And tomorrow we've got Boone Kreshiak celebrating a birthday. And Grace Kuhn celebrating tomorrow also. Abigail Shimmick is celebrating tomorrow. Luke Zesch is celebrating on Sunday. All kinds of birthdays in there. All right. All when you call in, all the birthdays that are called in and anniversaries directly to our station are eligible for the cake drawing. So be sure to do that. Or you text to the Civic Media app. That's fine, too. So we're going to give away the cake right now. We're going to give that away to Young Brooklyn, Brooklyn Tremel. Hey, you got the cake, Brooklyn. Congratulations. Oakley, Colt, mom, dad. They'll all be right there with their forks sharpened. Yeah, it's a good cake. Brooklyn Tremel, congratulations from the bakery department at Super One, our big cake winner this week.
Get your tickets now and hop aboard the Lena's Northern Pines Resort Tour Bus on Saturday, June 21st to watch the Brewers take on the Twins at Target Field. For just $100, you get a comfy seat on Lena's bus and a ticket to the game. No driving, no parking, no stress. And when you're back, enjoy fine and casual dining at Lena's, plus year-round cabins with pontoon rentals, weekend deliveries available. Call 98Q Country to reserve your spot, because all roads lead to Lena's Northern Pines and Butternut and Lena's Bar and Grill in Glidden.
And we've got 52 spots available on that bus. 21 are bought and paid for, so don't delay. June 1st is the deadline. The bus will fill before then. So if you want to be a part, it's looking like a one-bus trip. Give us a call. Get that $100 to us to get your spot locked in.
Mostly cloudy this morning, gradually clearing by later this afternoon. Our high today in the low 50s with wind out of the north at around 10 to 20. Tonight, clear with a low around 30. Tomorrow, sunshine, low 60s. On Sunday, mostly cloudy with a high right around 60. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 38.
98Q Country.
You got a cousin who's telling you something that doesn't have nothing to do with the loving that we're in. Baby. I hear she's saying this game we're playing should be complicated. If you want, I said I think she's crazy. 'Cause love don't have to be a bunch of drama, bunch of knockdown dragouts, crying in the rain. It's all right to keep it light now, mama, don't you think? Such a good time together, and it's only just begun. My heart's never smiled so hard, baby. Loving you is fun. It's fun. I'm walking around all over this town, 10 feet off the ground, so happy I found you, baby. I love it. There's no self-help book on your shelf, you know too well they're trying to sell you something for nothing. 'Cause love don't have to be a bunch of drama, bunch of knockdown dragouts, crying in the rain. It's all right to keep it light now, mama, don't you think? We're having such a good time together, and it's only just begun. My heart's never smiled so hard, baby. Loving you is fun. Love don't have to be a bunch of drama, bunch of knockdown dragouts, crying in the rain. Right to keep it light now, mama, don't you think? And we're having such a good time together, and it's only just begun. My heart's never smiled so hard, baby. Loving you is fun. This old heart's never smiled so hard. Loving you is fun. Yeah, it's fun. Yeah, it's fun. Loving you is fun.
All the big hitters play here. Brewers, Packers, Screaming Eagles, Loggers, Midgets, Sports Play-by-Play with a local twist on 98Q Country.
I
turned on the evening news, saw an old man being interviewed, turning 102 today. I asked him what's the secret to life. He looked up from his old pipe, laughed and said, all I can say is, don't blink. Just like that, you're 6 years old and you take a nap, and you wake up and you're 25. Then your high school sweetheart becomes your wife. Don't blink. Just might miss your babies growing like mine did, turning into moms and dads. Next thing you know, you better have a 50 years is there in bed, and you're praying God takes you instead. Trust me, friend, 100 years goes faster than you think, so don't blink. I was glued to my TV when it looked like he looked at me and said, best start putting first things first. Cause when your hourglass runs out of sand, you can't flip it over and start again. Take every breath God gives you for what it's worth. Don't blame. Just like that, you're 6 years old and you take a nap, and you wake up and you're 25. Then your high school sweetheart becomes your wife. Don't blink. You just might miss your babies growing like mine did, turning into moms and dads. Next thing you know, you better have a 50 years is there in bed, praying God takes you instead. Trust me, friend, 100 years goes faster than you think, so don't blink. So I've been trying to slow it down, I've been trying to take it in. In this here today, gone tomorrow world we're living in, so don't blink. Just like that, you're 6 years old and you take a nap, and you wake up and you're 25. Then your high school sweetheart becomes your wife. Don't blink. You just might miss your babies growing like mine did, turning into moms and dads. Next thing you know, you better have a 50 years is there in bed, and you're praying God takes you instead. Trust me, friend, 100 years goes faster than you think, so don't blink. No, don't. Life goes faster than you think.
98 Q Country.
So skin, 6 a.m. and I've been watching you sleep. And honey, I'm so afraid you're gonna wake up and say that you should probably leave. 'Cause I know you and you know me, and we both know where this is gonna lead. I want you to stay, but you'll probably say that you should probably leave. Yeah, you should probably leave.
Chris Stapleton at 98Q Country.
You should probably.
It's 8:52. It's 8 minutes before 9. We'll do a little shopping show stuff. We're going to bring Gray in here and chat a little bit about the draft from his perspective. He'll be in this afternoon for his full shift to talk about that, too. Always Packer talk in the 4 o'clock hour on the Greg Gunderson Show. You can count on that. A couple of things for you to do this weekend. There's many, of course, but a few that have been brought to our attention. Bros and Bros going on. St. Clair Rods. Gray will be out there 9 to noon broadcasting. He'll have the prize wheel spinning and having fun and giving away stuff tomorrow. That'll be at St. Clair Rods here in Park Falls. Of course, they've got all kinds of great fishing seminars. You got like 3 different people coming in starting at 9. If you like to fish, go to St. Croix Rods tomorrow. They'll even cook up some fish for you and some fries and feed you out there too. It's going to be a good day at St. Croix Rods. Gray will be there from 9 to noon broadcasting right here. Also tonight, down in Stetsonville, they're having a Hope Hospice and Palliative Care Fish Boil fundraiser, and that's at the Stetsonville Community Centennial Community Center. And that's going on for supper tonight. And they'll do a little bingo, live music and bingo also after that tonight, after the fish boil is over. Also going on, St. Paul the Apostle Catholic Church in Catawba has their big spring dinner on Sunday, the 27th, serving from noon until 1:30 with chicken and all the fixings going on. And that's at St. Paul the Apostle Catholic Church, Catawba. So something for you to take in on Sunday. And as always, your Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry is there for you every Saturday. And you have a couple different options this weekend. Not only is the Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry available for you every Saturday from 9 to 11, downtown Park Falls, right across from the post office. It's drive-through. You don't even have to get out of your car. That is available for you every Saturday tomorrow. And the Ruby's Pantry distribution is also going on tomorrow in Butternut from 11 until 12:30. So if you want to take that in tomorrow, you bring $25 in cash. You get a lot of food. It's always something a little bit different every month, about 65 pounds of food. So $25 per share cash donation for that at the Butternut School. So soon. Some community reminders, things to do, make you aware of from 98Q Country.
Has selling your property been on your mind? Work with United Country Real Estate, the most innovative rural real estate brokerage in the country. For 100 years, United Country has been the leader in land, waterfront, and rural property sales. When it comes to selling your northern Wisconsin home, land, or business, leverage our local expertise and United Country's 100 years of national marketing innovation to guarantee broader exposure for your property. Connect with Matt Schultz on Facebook at United Country Northern Wisconsin Lifestyle Properties or by visiting ucnorthernwisconsin.com.
Are you a veteran, or a dependent, or a survivor of a veteran? The Price County Veterans Service Office is committed to helping all veterans and their families. You may be eligible for benefits through the PACT Act, a new law that expands VA health care and benefits for veterans exposed to Agent Orange, burn pits, and other toxic substances. The office's mission is to assist veterans and their dependents in understanding and obtaining benefits provided by all levels of government. They are committed to advocating for veterans. Call 715-339-2545. Or email them today at cvso@co.price.wi.us to set up an appointment.
Get ready for the 2025 fishing season at Feeders Sports Center in Phillips. Now through May 3rd, save 25% on all your fishing rods and reels from Daiwa and Zebco, lures from Rapala, MEPS, MC, and others, line from Berkeley, Suffix, and Vicious, fillet knives from Rapala and True Knives, plus a full line of boating supplies, personal flotation devices, and live bait. The Feeders team wishes everyone a safe and enjoyable fishing season. Feeders Sports Center, right next to Pick and Save in Phillips.
Len Stankel, owner of Complete Rain Gutters, has had his mine in the gutter for over 30 years. Trust the expert. Call 715-499-4216 or visit CompleteRainGutter.com for your free quote today.
Get the free Civic Media app and text us your birthdays, anniversaries, and requests. Download the Civic Media app on your Android or iPhone. Sponsored by Wheelway Autos in Fifield, where you'll find premium used cars and high-quality service work. WheelwayAutos.com.
Hey, Green Goblin here. So you've got a clogged drain in your bathroom. Water in the sink's overstaying its welcome. You're spitting today's toothpaste on top of yesterday's toothpaste. You hope that it'd go away. Yeah, clogs don't just go away. I make them go away. I'm Green Goblin, the only clog dissolver you need. I'm bleach-free, safe for your pipes, and I work. Guaranteed or your money back. Because I never met a clog that was going to unclog itself. Green Goblin. Let the gobbler get it.
Wherever you are in Wisconsin, there's a free and confidential Aging and Disability Resource Center, ADRC, or Tribal Partner Agency. We're here for older adults, adults with disabilities, and your families. ADRCs are a bridge to support for benefits and financial assistance, transportation, in-home care, and more. Get to know your local ADRC and connect with resources today. Call toll-free 1-844-WIS-ADRC or go to findmyadrc.org. Paid for by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. The Army National Guard has taught me the value of showing respect to those I come in contact with each day. My service also allows me to be there for my community in ways others can't. I help my hometown recover after nature strikes. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country and those I care about safe from threats. I also work with a network of professionals that help me succeed and accomplish the mission. Plus, the Army National Guard education benefits make getting a higher education a reality. Being an Army National Guard soldier makes living and serving in my community more rewarding every day. Learn how you too can live and serve part-time, close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard, aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
98Q Country.
That beer ain't getting any colder, and I don't know who is waiting for. You keep checking over your shoulder like somebody's about to walk through the door. Yeah, I bet he's got a real good excuse, but right now I wouldn't want to be in his boots. I'm looking at what he's got to lose, sitting all alone tonight. Look, I ain't saying I'm an angel, baby, if you can't tell. No, I ain't to take you home to mama tank. And I ain't saying he's a bad guy, all I know is that guy must have up and lost his mind tonight. Cause you're down to the ice and that drink he didn't buy. I'm here and he's MIA. That ain't no kind of love. I ain't saying I'm the one, I'm just saying he's sure as hell ain't. He's sure as hell ain't. Judging by the way you just smile, I ain't telling you nothing you don't already know. He let you down, but he's the upside. I can give you move on somewhere to go. I ain't trying to change that miss to a missus, but he don't know what he's missing. Girl, listen, I ain't saying I'm an angel, baby, if you can't tell. No, I ain't to take you home to mama tight. And I ain't saying he's a bad guy, all I know is that I must have up and lost his mind tonight. Cause you're down to the ice and that drink he didn't buy. I'm here and he's MIA. That ain't no kind of love. I ain't saying I'm the one, I'm just saying he's sure as hell ain't. He's sure as hell ain't. He's sure as hell ain't. Yeah, I bet he's got a real good excuse, but right now I wouldn't want to be in his boots. I'm looking at what he's got to lose, all alone tonight. Look, I ain't saying I'm an angel,